Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for a seven of magnificence. We call it the Magnificent Seven. This is Robbie the Degenerate's best seven plays of the weekend. He was 5-2 last week. It's been a robust 2020.
Yeah, buddy.
It's been fruitful. Really, ever since you get away from football season, Robbie. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes this is where the getting gets good. Yeah. Although, XFL is football.
It's football.
You know, maybe I misspoke. What do you got for us, my friend?
It's Valentine's Day tonight, guys.
Yes, it is.
So maybe some of you out there, maybe the single dudes and the single ladies, looking for some action tonight. Maybe they're a little lonely. You guys probably can't watch this because you got VDO.
What is that?
Valentine's Day obligations. I know that kind of sounded like a communicable disease now that I say that.
I changed the name from IRL because I didn't like the way it sounded.
So we got a little... We got a little celebrity all-star game tonight.
Ooh. With Quavo?
Yep, Team Wilbon against Team Stephen A.
God, Stephen A just seems like he's going to have so much more fun with that than Wilbon.
Now, for gambling purposes, if you're looking to bet this game, it's just going to say home team versus away team. You got to know who's who. Wilbon is the home team.
Oh, because he's Chicago guy.
Yeah, and Stephen A is the away team. And the away team is a favorite by -130 favorite. Two Trout on that, by the way. And are you guys familiar with the Common rule?
No.
So Common, he's the captain for Wilbon's team.
Okay.
This is going to be Common's eighth Celebrity All-Star game.
A real vet.
In his seven previous Celebrity All-Star games, his team is 5-2.
Wow.
With an average margin of victory of 13.4 points per game.
Wait. Hold on, Robbie. Did you research this?
Yes.
The Common rule, Leroy.
It's an old rule. It was passed down. It was passed down. I didn't initially come up with the Common rule. It was passed down from generations. And Common last played this game in 2018. In Los Angeles, and his team won by 9 points. In fact, one of the biggest blowouts in Celebrity All-Star Game history back in 2012, Common's team won by 32 points.
Did you ever watch the Common movie where he was on the New Jersey Nets and they blew out his knee and Queen Latifah was his rehab?
The Love of Basketball?
Is that what that was? I remember D-Wade was in that movie, wasn't he?
Is that
he? No, I don't think it was.
That wasn't Love of Basketball. It was
I'll look it up.
Queen Latifah was his agent.
No, she was his therapist, wasn't she?
Something, they fell in love or something like that.
Basketball movie. It was... Come on, Google. Just Right.
Just Right.
Just
yes,
Right.
Yes, yes. That was on TV the other night.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, by the way, Common, one of his few times that he did lose, that was his first ever, it was back in 2008, his first ever celebrity.
Okay, so rookie nerd.
Rookie jitters, rookie nerd, of course. Yeah. And they lost by 1 point. So, and Michael Wilbon, I think, is going to take this way more seriously than Stephen A. You know, by the way, you know who Stephen A's assistant coach is?
He's what?
You know who Stephen A's assistant coach
is?
No. Guy Fieri. So, take Wilbon.
Everywhere lately.
Yeah. Wilbon's an underdog paying out even money. Take Wilbon and the home team in this game.
Number two, Robbie.
All right. How about a little fight parlay?
All right.
To continue the Valentine's Day action for those of you out there that have no obligations to do. Let's start off with Rais Aleem against Adam Lopez. Now, Rais Aleem's a -1200 favorite. A little steep. So, of course, you know how the game works. We got to throw some more in there to make the numbers work. Then you got Alexis Rocha, -1800 against Brad Solomon. Brad Solomon doesn't sound like a guy you could fight. Throw him in there. You got Blair Cobbs, -1800 against Samuel Cote Nicoye. Cobbs is -1800 favorite. Throw him in there. You got George Linares or Jorge Linares, -750 against Carlos Morales.
Yep.
Throw him in there. You got Ryan Garcia, big fat favorite, -5000 against Francisco Fonseca. And you got that's tonight, and then it's going to carry over into Saturday night. We got Caleb Tampa Plant, as I call him.
That's the guy we watch. Remember him, Sweet Hands?
What?
We watched him beat the crap out of the dude from Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
He's another fat favorite, -5000 against Vince.
That guy from Notre Dame was undefeated, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He got killed.
He's fighting Vincent Weigenbutz. That's on Saturday. Caleb Plant's going to win that fight. And then we have to throw in some UFC, too.
Yep.
You got Devin Clark against Daquan Towson. Devin Clark, minus 400 favorite. And you got, finally, Macy Siasson, a minus 800 favorite for a UFC fight against Shanna Young. And you're there. Just eight fights.
Boom.
There was a winner last week. It's going to be a winner again this weekend.
A magnificent eight within the magnificent seven. Boom. That's how you got it. What do you got, number three, Robbie?
All right. XFL, baby. We're going to do all the games.
All of them?
All the games. Well, first, let's start with the New York Guardians at the DC Defenders. That's the first game on Saturday. DC Defenders, big 7-point favorites. A lot of money coming in on DC because they were initially a 5.5-point favorite. Money's are pouring in on DC. Now, this is New York. They were home underdogs last week against Tampa Bay, and they pounded them. They felt disrespected. I feel like this line is disrespectful again to New York after what they shut down Tampa last week. And Cardale Jones, he had a nice little game the first week in DC. Maybe he's feeling a little bit of rat poison. Teams could probably adjust to him, especially with this all-access we get with the XFL. They could probably pick up on some of the plays and some of the reads. And DC last week, they got lucky with the cover. Now, I had DC covering, but they got lucky with the cover because Seattle kicked a field goal, and then they wiped the field goal off the board, and then they ended up not scoring on the drive. And Seattle was one of the worst teams in the league. And DC hasn't faced a defense like New York just yet. And Matt McGloin.
Bobby, it's the second week of the season.
Exactly. Matt McGloin for New York, but very serviceable. On the road, you're getting a touchdown. I think DC is very overrated. Take the Guardians. Take the 7 points.
Man. All right. Number four, Robbie.
All right. How about the Tampa Vipers at the Seattle Dragons? And check this out. I just mentioned that Tampa got pounded by New York last week as road favorites. This time, they're road favorites again, and they're traveling all the way to Seattle, laying 2.5 points.
Wow.
That's absurd.
Where do they play these games? They play this at the Link?
Yeah, they're playing it at the Link for Seattle. And, yeah, we just saw them get pounded by New York. They have all sorts of quarterback controversy issues. Aaron Murray was super shaky for Tampa last week. They might go to Flowers, the former USF quarterback.
Oh, wow.
And so their team's a mess right now. And Leroy, what do you do? Home dog, 3 points or less. What do you do?
Take the home
That's
team.
That's right. Give me Seattle. Give me the 2.5. And it's long travel for Tampa Bay.
All right, number five, Robbie.
All right, Dallas Renegades against the L.A. Wildcats. The Renegades, 3.5-point road favorites. So there's been some fishy activity on this line. Four catfish as the line has come down from 4.5. Like, hey, what's up? I checked the injury report. Landry Jones is playing. Bob Stoops confirmed that Landry Jones is going to play. He did not play last week. This is his first game as the XFL. He's supposedly the face of the XFL. He's playing.
What a terrible face. Landry Jones.
Now, I don't know if you know this about coaches, but they have pride. There's like a card-carrying member of Coach's Club. When they see somebody else get fired unjustly after 1 week like Pepper Johnson did, they're going to want to send a message.
It really was unjustly. Like, yeah. Did he do it? Did we find out, was there any misconduct on his part? Because 1 week, 1 week they fire Pepper Johnson? Seems so disrespectful.
In the XFL.
In the XFL.
In the XFL. That's only been there for a week.
And so Bob Stoops and them, they're going to want to send a message to L.A. that's not how you treat coaches. And this is the second week getting used to Hal Mumme's air raid offense for the Renegades. And L.A.'s at home. But if you remember, L.A.'s playing in the same soccer stadium that the Chargers played in for their home games. And those Chargers home games, mostly opposing fans. Now, I doubt that there's going to be plenty of Dallas Renegades fans traveling all the way to L.A., but there probably won't be a lot of people there. If they're not going to show up for the Chargers, how are they going to show up for the L.A. Wildcats? And so you got a home dog artificially built into the line here when they're not really that much of a home field advantage. Give me the Renegades. Lay the 3.5 on the road.
Man, unbelievable. Can I excuse my ignorance on this XFL? Does Vince McMahon own all these teams, or do they have partial owners? How does this work? Like, who gets the decision? Does it have to go through Vince McMahon to fire Pepper Johnson?
No.
Or it goes to Oliver Luck first and then works his way up to Vince McMahon?
How does it get to that? Because Vince McMahon is like a micromanager when it comes to Monday Night Raw. Like, Hornswoggle doesn't go out there and have a heel turn if Vince McMahon doesn't say so. So do you have to go to say, Vince, listen, we want to fire Pepper Johnson? He goes, it's only been 1 week. How bad could it have been? Number five, Robert.
All right. So...
Number six.
No, we are number six. So, XFL. Well, one of the great things about the XFL, the unders. Three of the four games went under last week. And remember the AAF, how the first 4 weeks are just an under party. The first four weeks of the season. We're still on week two. So, I expect the unders to still happen. Now, last week, you had all four of the games where the totals around the 50s. This week, they've kind of come down a little bit. They're mostly high 40s. There's one game as low as 44. So, how do we get... So that Vegas may be kind of adjusting, but how do we get the numbers back to where we want them, to the 50s? How about an XFL teaser, an under teaser, a 10-point under teaser? So let's go through all four games. You got New York and D.C. The original total is at 47. Now we're going to add 10 points to the total and make it 57 to go under that. You got Tampa Bay and Seattle, both teams with bad quarterbacks. You got the lowest total of the weekend is at 44. Now it's at 54 with Magic. And Dallas Renegades, L.A. Wildcats, original total 48. Now it's cranking up to 58. Now you got St. Louis at Houston. Their total is at 49. Now it's at 59. So now you got four totals all in the high 50s. Got to go under on all of them at plus 110. Little XFL 10-point under teaser, baby. Get our numbers back the way we wanted to. Magic.
You're a sick bastard.
I think I need to take a shower.
I really.
What's the one game left?
I feel gross. All right, fine. Number seven.
All right. Team Giannis against Team LeBron in the All-Star game Sunday night. LeBron is a 4.5-point favorite in this game. Now, everyone says that Giannis drafted a terrible team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Greek Freak is going to come out with some. This is a pride game for the Greek Freak, because how could you be getting 4.5 points in an All-Star game? How could you be disrespected? Everyone's touting how much better LeBron's team is than yours. And look, Giannis has Jimmy. They have Bam. Those guys are gonna take it personal that they're big underdogs in this game.
I agree.
And noteworthy loss for LeBron. Damian Lillard is gonna be out, and they replace him with notorious loser Devin Booker. And Greek Freak's team, he's looking for revenge as they got blown out in the second half last year. And Giannis, by the way, on his team, has 6 first-time All-Stars. Super motivated.
Yep.
Once you've been there several times, you're like, whatever. And there's too much culture on this Giannis team. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, they're going to take this very seriously. They don't play around. I think the Greek Freak wins outright, but take the 4.5 points.
All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Magnificent Seven. I dare you to have better gambling advice than that.
Everybody got cigarettes downstairs. You need to smoke.
It is Valentine's Day.
It is unbelievable. Speaking of Team Giannis and Team Bam Adebayo, a little bit of a nugget just came across my Twitter timeline. Looks like Bam's he's not just going to play, he's going to recruit. That's next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.